You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms.
Get up, get up,
Giselle, you were giving real white girl right now.
you were too, Tony.
I was right here.
You gotta save something for the weekend. I left it all on the floor
Chris,
in Vegas last weekend.
Chris, you had swag, man. He was like bankhead bouncing and stuff.
No, what Chris was doing was trying to push me out of the way.
I'm just getting my camera shot.
Oh, dance up. Dance up. Okay, that's enough.
Tony lost.
And Madonna.
You know what, Steven? There's a lot you about to lose too in a minute.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Go ahead. Who needs to have a seat?
Oh, Steven. I said he's about to lose a lot in a minute, but he's about to gain a seat.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Brought to you live by Tony Moore.
Bing is for doing. And you can have a seat. and we're all having seats over here.
Yeah, several.
And also recapping the final part of the tell-all from, not Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, from Dance Moms.
Same show.
I know. I just get excited for Abby. We are all so happy to be here, even though technically it's not even the end of the season, or I guess it is, but they're beginning again in a month.
There's a summer season.
So confusing, but it's a month away.
I feel like this show's like a year-round thing, though.
It really is,
because
though.
The summer season will take us all the way to December.
The dancing season is all year-round.
They're living on the dance floor daily.
Dancers never sleep.
I feel like it never ends.
Well, before I forget, I'm Giselle Ugardi, always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi, and my co-host.
Hey, you guys, Jason J. Carty here, and I'm not live tweeting tonight. Sorry about it.
Do you ever?
No.
Oh, okay. God.
Hi.
You know what?
Sabotage. Sabo.
I'm going to let you have this tonight because I always allow people to have one, and this is your one. Don't let this shit happen again.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
Don't let that shit happen again.
Hey, you forgot to say your name.
I did say my name if you were listening. No, you want to say yours so that we can keep this.
Girls. Lord.
Come on.
What's up, guys? I'm Chris.
Kangaroo.
Check me out. Am I? No kangaroo.
No kangaroo. Can we relax? Can we be nice? It's not hate on Chris Day today.
Oh, yes, it is. Because he brought the hateration and the holleration in this dance
arena. I don't even know what holleration is, actually.
It's a Mary J. Blige.
Don't worry about it. And on our couch today, we have a very special guest. Tonight,
bless his heart.
We have dancer, choreographer, Bliss, who I'm sure is terrified right now.
Bliss, you're awesome. I actually was watching you perform with Nicole Scherzinger years ago. I think So You Think You Can Dance? You jumped off this box. I was like, look at them. They're so athletic. You're awesome.
Oh, look at you performing with Nicole Scherzinger.
I got whatever you like.
Were you creeping
over there? Oh, my gosh. You took it back.
A little bit.
Like years.
Steven over there in the booth, say hello.
Hello.
Whoa, that was way West Hollywood dogs. Try that
Steven's
again.
Steven's being mean today. I think we're all
mean. We're having a good time.
When is Steven not mean? Remember that time he hung up on me?
That's true. Well, you will clearly never forget. All right, let's talk about these dance moms. Again, another part of the reunion, which was completely unnecessary. And a lot of our viewers, listeners on YouTube and iTunes agreed. They felt this reunion was completely unnecessary. They talked about issues that we've already gotten past or we didn't even really think had any sort of relevance.
See, we can wrap this up with boring, boring, done. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, yeah, next season.
There was the last 10 minutes that were...
But I did like how we did have... we had Sophia's mom, Jackie, and we also had Asia's mom, Christy, come on the show.
Who looked
a little bit
smashing.
More.
With that hair down.
Amazing. Yes.
I finally got my friend request.
Thanks to me.
I sent her a text message and said, please friend
I think
Chris.
He actually did it on Twitter.
Same thing.
She is on Twitter.
But yo, Christy, I loved your hair tonight. You let it down, just beautiful.
She said the one and only time it's gonna happen on national TV.
Is that what she said? Yes.
Well, we tweeted about it. She said there was a fight, and so the ponytail lost. So that for him.
You know what she told tonight?
I was like, I what fight?
I'm like, yeah, we missed the fight.
At least I think that's what she said. We tweeted last week. Hi, Christy.
We're friends. We're
new moms. Who do you think is better, Maddie or Sophia?
Are we asking us?
Yeah.
You know, I'll go first.
Of course you will.
Yeah, of course I will, because I'm teaching Jakarta. You know, I don't... To think, it's not so much about who's better. I think that Maddie has her strengths, and of course this has, you know, been...
Okay, if they were in a competition, who would win?
Sophia.
I mean, I think Abby clearly said that. Abby was like, Sophia's this, Sophia's that, Sophia's like this. And then she said Maddie is very emotional, and it comes from her heart.
But Chris,
and that was it.
The reason why Sophia, sorry, Gia, I mean, but the reason why Sophia would probably win is because of what we talked about last week about Sophia being able to go around the country and train with different people and have different experiences that have grown, that have allowed her to grow faster and quicker as a dancer, that Maddie's not getting, being held back in Pittsburgh and only getting Abby's limited choreography. That's why Sophia's better. It's not that Maddie can't be better than Sophia.
I don't think she can be.
But I'm not saying you're saying that, but I'm saying that's probably the reason why I say Sophia's better than Maddie, not because she can't be better than Sophia.
I think there are a lot of factors that go into this, such as the choreography, who's judging, and things of that nature.
Why didn't Abby have Maddie go against
make myself laugh.
Sophia, that's what I don't understand. Clearly. Is that, you know, clearly Abby brought Sophia into the mix to get the girls to be better, but I don't understand why she wouldn't have them go head to head. Like that, I feel like that would be the best push. Well, that's why she has Chloe and Maddie go against each other all the time.
Did she only compete once?
No, a couple times.
I think that she didn't do that because she probably, we're talking in terms of this show, but behind the scenes, let's get real with it. Behind the scenes and the politics behind everything, I'm sure she knew that Sophia was leaving. So if Sophia's gone, Abby needs a star player. So if she competes against Sophia and Sophia wrecks her and destroys her morale, how can Maddie be the shining star for the rest of the team? That as
how
she's
would it
staying?
Destroy but, her morale, though? She has Kendall going against Maddie all the time.
But Kendall's not regarded as the most amazing, though. Kendall's never, ever really that girl that's like, wow, you're a star every week. Kendall's a sporadic star, where Maddie's consistently the bomb.
But
right,
be
but she
the
may
bomb.
Be consistently the bomb, but she needs someone to
push
shake her up a little bit, and that's what Sophia was brought in for. Sophia was brought in so that Maddie can realize that she has to work even harder because, look, there's someone out there that is better than you.
Mm-hmm. I thought
well,
so.
Well, I mean...
But do you think it was a hashtag fail on Abby's part? Because what happened.
I mean, it might have been a hashtag fail, and I think she admitted that tonight on the reunion, but... That's what Sophia was there for. And we saw it. Like, Maddie saw Sophia, and she got a little shaken a little bit.
Rocked her world.
It did, and that's what it's supposed to be.
And a little comment there. Tell me what you guys thought about the fact that, you know, clearly our host is one of the producers. He's not a dance expert. And he goes, what do you think of Sophia being able to outspin Maddie?
Outspin.
Well, I mean, some people do spin.
Yeah, right? Because Bliss, it is not outspin, it is.
It's definitely a pirouette. Or a turn to, or perform more turns to execute more turns than... Okay, the thing that just boggles my mind and it perplexes me week after week after week for
not boggle
the whole...
and perplexed.
It's like, if you're on a dance... There's just so many mistakes that are made by people who should know better. Like, okay, if we're talking about the integrity of tonight's show and watching it, it was just a hot mess altogether. And by him saying that, it's like, come on, Brian, whatever your name is, do your homework. You're on a, it's
Jason
like
a, is mad about this. It's like, I mean, let's just put it out there before you just try to go this one topic.
Yeah, Jeff, sorry, Jeff. If I'm going to go...
Well, we were mad last season, too. We talked about this exact same thing. Like, why are they having a host who has...
Listen.
Get Wendy Williams.
It is your show.
Wendy Williams is a professional dancer.
But you know, Wendy Williams has done her homework and not said things like outspin.
When it is your show.
Seen the season.
And you have your assistant send out the memo to tell people that we have a meeting about the reunion and I'm hosting and that's final. You can do that. No, no, I'm just saying. That's why Andy Cohen always hosts the reunion shows for Real Housewives.
And it's effective. Franchise. Of course, he should, as he should. And Andy Cohen.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. Probably. And he's done his homework. And he's fully
that's
aware
why he has his own show now.
And abreast of what's going
watch
on.
Watch What Happens Live.
I mean, it's a this small tidbit. Everyone
has a stepping stone. And well, this is Jeff's stepping stone in order to get more work on Lifetime TV. And I commend you for it.
You're trying to book a job. Wow.
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, back to the Maddie Sofia Lucia thing. As far as I know, I've heard of Sofia through the dance circuit, like through judging and through people that are familiar with the competition world. And I don't know if it wasn't for Dance Moms, if Maddie would be a household name like Sofia became. And I don't know if it was because of Dance Moms that Sofia was like that, but one of the companies I work for is regards her very highly. So yeah, it's interesting to see that I found out about her on a different medium than because of Dance Moms.
Do you think that could have possibly been the reason? I'm sure the producers of the show also heard the same. That's probably why they recruited her to be on the show.
Yeah, probably.
You know, because the producer.
So then, like, technically, Sofia
came up.
She
was on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Yeah, she came up through the ranks a lot quicker, so to speak, than Maddie. So maybe Sofia would win the Maddie.
Are there rules? I mean, you've been a judge before. Bliss, I'm sure you've been a judge before. In terms of a child like Sofia technically being a professional and not being allowed to compete, would they ever do that?
I've never encountered that.
No,
personally.
I haven't either.
I don't know. I'm just
I mean,
saying,
I don't know
advantage.
If, like, Sofia now being on, like, Dancing with the Stars and all these different television shows, if she is still competing, which I'm sure she is, but I don't know.
As far as, like, out. Making her being considered professional?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never encountered anything like that before.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, it would make sense to kind of put her in a different rank as a professional now, since she is clearly a professional versus competing against kids that, you know, aren't at that level as far
as notoriety.
I'm
sure she still competes. I can't imagine her not competing anymore when that's her. That's, I mean,
just
what
a question.
She does.
I like so name. If you're out there and you know, please let us, you know in
Sofia
the comments.
I mean,
means.
I could find out.
I think the show started to get exciting when we saw Christy Rae, who we're all, you know, we're
fans.
All kind of on Team Christy.
Team Christy.
Wait, can we just rewind for a second? Because the only person that was on Team Christy in Asia from the get-go
was you.
Was me. So
yes.
Let's all just remember that. This one, she's my friend. This one, Team Christy. Uh-uh. You guys were rooting for what's her name? Team Yvette. You guys like Team Yvette and her daughter.
I was Team Christy.
I did. I will admit it.
So Christy and Asia,
I was team Christasia with you.
Maybe.
I was team Evasia.
No, you were all about Yvette.
No,
about
Evasia
her.
Is what I'm saying. I liked Yvette, but I loved Asia.
You didn't like Christy, though, right?
You didn't
right.
like Asia, though. Like, I was like, Asia.
I was team Nakia. I think
I like Madison.
Okay, relax.
But I appreciated Asia, and I said that.
I appreciated
you
Asia.
You are very lively tonight.
I'm very lively. Wow.
I know. He's sassy. He's blossomed. Remember how quiet he used to be?
I was very nervous.
The cancer's coming out of the shell.
Oh, that's the problem.
We're witnessing history here.
They come out of the shell and they just do too much. Before we move
nobody
on.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
In a minute, you about to be in the corner. So, before we move on, we were talking about, like, Jeff and the show. The editing of
awful.
This, it's a mess. There are, and I don't notice a lot, but I noticed a lot.
Right.
Like, I noticed when they did a shot in the crowd, apparently someone's child.
Adele?
Besides Adele. There was someone's child who was, like, ready to go. And
like,
she was,
right
like, standing up, and the mom was, like, sit down, and she was, like, and, like, all that. And then, like, when they were getting ready for...
And the fact that they had children in the audience to begin with, because there were a lot of beeps.
Or, yeah, we were told that there was no audience there when AfterBuzz wanted to go on set, and all of a sudden there's an audience. I was just shocked.
Maybe they
just
didn't want you.
I mean, you know, I wish people would be more consistent with the things they're saying, because we would have loved to have been in the audience to talk to Christasia and Melissa and them, but maybe next time.
Jason J. Carter, welcome to L.A.
Haven't you been here for a minute?
Where everyone says they can do and know someone, and they know or do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we would have been the best-looking people in the crowd anyways, apparently. Looking at all the...
we would have asked some hard-hitting questions.
Right, the non-lookers
not
in the crowd.
Not the pre-approved, whatever that was.
Rescripted, scripted, rehearsed.
Oh, no, just the way everything was cut and everything was just... It was horrible.
Yeah.
And there was even a moment where, like, the camera, like, shook, and I was like, whoa, who approved this final cut? Because somebody got fired today.
Or they didn't. Because last reunion was pretty similar, except for the fact that this time they had people come out one at a time, and they'd be like, okay, you can go back. Okay, now you can come
back.
Yeah,
that was strange. That was really
strange.
And
I was just, I didn't like that because I feel like the whole purpose of the tell-all is to tell all.
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of the reunion is to have the people going back and forth.
And the flow of it, it was like, we talk. Okay, let's have questions from the audience. Talk. Okay, let's have questions. No, you need a section of questions.
What Downton Abbey character would you be? No one cares.
Like, I don't watch that show.
Nobody watches Downton Abbey.
The thing, okay, and that's what it goes
back
to.
Was that like a plug for that show? I don't understand.
It's not even on the same network. It was just, again, like, bad television. I'm sorry. It was a train wreck that just happened repeatedly over and over again. And the reason why I think they had the moms come out one at a time was because of the factor that there would have been too much talking over each other and too many issues going on throughout the course of the show, because those are five or six.
Every other network does it.
Yep. And that's as true. A host,
we do
you
it
should, you
every
should
week
be able to control
TV.
What's being said. Like, right now, we all talking, everybody should be listening to me. But, but I'm saying, like, that's the job of the host. Like, in The Real Housewives, I'm using this as an example, they have drama, all kinds of drama throughout the whole season. But all five of, or however many of those cast members, they all sit and they all have a discussion. And when it gets to a point that they need to, like, cease and desist, Andy Cohen comes in and is like, all right, we're going to move on. That's
the job of the host. Or let her talk.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on.
So there was no point in having them come out to discuss their issue and then take them back and then have a camera backstage to see their reaction and zoom in and get their reaction. They all should have just been out there to have a conversation, to take questions from the audience and keep the flow of the show.
Agreed. Okay.
Sign me up for producer.
So that being said, we clearly were not happy with the format of the show, let alone some of the content, but let's talk about some of the issues that they did manage to discuss. For example, Christy talked about Asia coming to Abby's studio, which the moms seemed to think was so absurd. But let's be real, it's not Abby recruiting or necessarily Asia going. It's probably the producers inviting. Either way, she talked a lot about her decision to go to Abby because Abby, she seems to think, is the right teacher.
And Asia responds to tough teaching.
They're really close, I think, Christy and Abby, because there was a point where they cut to them and when
she was like holding her hand.
She was holding her hand when they were saying Christy was all like, "Oh, she likes the tough love, but I think Abby's a great teacher." She's like,
could she be the new Melissa?
You're welcome.
What?
Could Christy be the new Melissa?
She could be. Melissa's gonna be out. But wait, can we just rewind for a second? Because I liked how Candy Apple Kathy asked Vivi about what she learned from Abby, because apparently she went to Abby's studio.
Yeah,
nothing really.
She goes, "What'd you learn from
Abby?"
Oh, Vivi said it, so it must be true.
It must be gospel.
Does she now go to her studio now?
So, Vivi does not dance.
Vivi's done.
Vivi is a consultant.
Her career has done.
Her career is over.
Already?
Yeah.
At 7 years.
I don't know if it started.
Yeah. Vivi is a consultant.
She takes private classes sometimes with Kathy, her mom. And
Vivi was sitting there with that makeup. It was just like, look, I'm living for the gods right now, mom.
Now, I watched The Cosby Show, and Vanessa wasn't allowed to wear makeup until she was 16.
Well,
and I don't understand how Vivi is allowed to wear makeup at how old is she?
Because she's on television
Cosby
and stage makeup. They
Kathy.
Probably had professionals.
She was adopted. Look, Kathy's just making sure her daughter is happy and living the childhood she should have, so it's all good. But asking Vivi that question was as pointless as I don't know. So it's
I don't
even
know why they did the commentary in the back if they weren't going to be allowed to say anything.
That's what I said.
It's silly.
Somebody wasted money in production.
What did you guys think about the idea of talking about Abby as the right teacher? It was something that Christy mentioned. It was also something that Kathy mentioned, there's the argument that yelling and screaming isn't going to get you anywhere, whereas Christy thinks, well, you know what, maybe it's a good fit for some kids.
It probably, you know what, to each their own. And, you know, I agree to some extent with that because Abby has been able to be successful. She has a proven track record, you know, so we can't deny that, discount that. I mean, she has created stars and winners in this genre. So some people do respond to that kind of tough love. Some people do respond to that kind of hard, you know, go hard or go home kind of attitude. I don't think the issue really is with Abby. It's mainly with the moms and their behavior in its entirety. That's what's causing a lot of the drama within the studio. It's not really Abby, because if you strip away the moms and everything, let Abby do what she's supposed to do, she's pretty on point.
Yeah, she is. And
I'm still confused as to how she did it, though, because you haven't seen her do not one move.
Which is like, I want to see her do a Bama real quick.
Just something. I want to see like a pirouette, a Bama, something. Like,
you know? No, she gave you possible. Drag queen choreography a couple weeks ago.
She did some
drag. She actually did it herself.
I mean,
yeah, she did a walk.
They looked like puppy dog walks. It wasn't very drag queen.
And she had the face. She gave you like.
Did you ever have a tough love teacher?
No.
Really?
No.
It was all just kindness, or were you just the favorite of the bunch?
Well, it was. I've had. Inspirational teachers. I mean, it wasn't as far as like being tough love. It was inspiring. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's what makes a great dancer. I mean, some people can do tough love and it works for some people. You know what I mean? But I'd rather be inspired because that makes me want to keep going.
When you choreograph, do you do tough love?
I do. It also depends on the project too. You know what I mean? And the dancers.
And the age group, probably.
Exactly.
Don't you also think that whether or not you respond well to tough love as a student or as if you're working with a choreographer, you are a choreographer, that you're going to be exposed to it at some point. Whether or not you're in an audition, a casting, like a job, you're going to be exposed to tough love. So whether or not you respond well to it, you should still be aware of it. And I don't think it, I grew up under really tough love. My teacher is just like Abby, which is so funny. The teacher I grew up with until I was like 16. So I
was
get
your mom
it.
The teacher?
No.
Oh.
No.
I
had Miss Nancy Hayden, shout out. But she was also a very large woman. And she was also very similar.
Shout out any fault with that.
I mean, it's just a fact.
Did she dance?
She would not dance full out.
Okay.
I mean, she never gave me like
arms only.
A kick your face ba-ba, but she was a really great tapper. And she was also like Abby, where she was super strict in the studio. But once, you know, you improved and you worked hard and you responded well to her, when you would be out of the studio, she was a great time. But it was like when you're in that studio, we're here to work. So,
which is fair.
If you weren't respectful of that, then of course she was going to rip your head off.
Yeah.
Easily. Well, in a heartbeat.
It happened.
And she even said the Abby famous thing, which it's not, you know, it's my name on the door.
Yeah.
If you don't like it.
Leave.
Have
go
a nice
ahead.
Day.
Walk out.
Exactly.
But you have to admit, though, it has to be a little hard for those moms to walk out because of the fact of all the exposure they've got from the show.
Yeah.
And you know what? I always thought about that, too, because they always go at it so much, and they always go at it with Abby. And I always wonder, like, if they don't like her so much, why don't they just leave? But then, of course, if they leave, they're not going to be on the show. So
not getting that paycheck.
And they're not going to get paid.
I mean, who was saying it? Was it Kathy that was like, why don't you just leave? Why don't you just leave? Or
why doesn't Kathy just leave?
Kathy needs to have
a seat.
Do we
think Kathy even has a place on the show anymore? I mean, she's not even using her own dancers. She's always overdramatic.
You need
that. Do you guys like Kathy?
You need the rival.
We
need the popularities.
Do we think Kathy is the right rival, or would we maybe be interested in seeing another dance studio?
We've never been introduced to another dance studio.
That could be another.
Kathy, I told you, rubbed me the wrong way last week, and And even tonight, like, she's like, well, the boys don't get yelled at my studio. Well, first of all, they don't even dance at your studio.
Yeah.
A. And B, like, I think I personally believe in, like, if you're not in check, you're going to have to be yelled at. And if it's not always, you know, rainbows and butterflies.
But I think.
Maroon 5 quote. But, it's not always rainbows and butterflies in real life.
It's compromising.
I think the reason why Kathy still has her appeal is because, I mean, she was an original dance mom.
Right.
So, like, she's still attached to the show. And now instead of being one of the dance moms, she's now, like, the rival. She's now,
wait, she was an original dance mom with Vivi as the dancer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vivi was one of, like, the five girls?
Well.
Or the pyramid girls?
She was well, first of all, Kendall's not an original either. But she was sort of, like, introduced to the group for one season. And she was always kind of paired up with Mackenzie. But then Mackenzie got good, and Vivi retired.
Vivi was like, you know what? She did the Jay-Z. I'm done. I'm not coming back.
She's like, next season. She's like, I'm good. Where's my ice cream?
But Kathy, Kathy, the thing is that if they introduced another, it's like when you're watching Thundercats. They have like, they have all these different villains, but you have the main one, Mumra, right? So Kathy's
taking
like,
it back.
I can't believe you remember
age.
The name.
Yeah, dude, I was an avid cartoon watcher. Snarf! 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 And the twins, Wiley Cat and Wiley Cat. But so if Kathy, is she still very relevant on the show because she's the OG enemy, the OG arch rival?
Yeah.
If they tried Nakia and Kaya. They were a different element that came in, but Kathy seems to be the most consistent.
Back.
Right. You know,
Nakia and Kaya will be back.
I think she does have, and she and in this season she has beat Abby. You know, she was
not, yeah, with, but her not with her students. Dancers.
But it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yes, it does matter.
I mean, no, it matters.
Underneath the candy apple's name.
It matters because
it doesn't matter. In the competition world, it does not matter. I'm sorry.
But we're talking about the show. Let's keep it rolling, like, the show.
Well, the show is all, if it wasn't for dance competition, ooh, there would be no dance moms.
But no, Chris, what I'm saying is, what I'm, okay, we can get
discussion.
We can get technical and say, well, they're not her students. In the real, in the dance world, of course. Right. In the perfect world, it is. But on this show, that's not the case. So this season, she did beat Abby. So that still makes her relevant. And whether we agree with it or not doesn't matter. That's what happened.
I'm sure you could take Abby to another competition. Someone else will beat her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But they're just making these, like,
but they just go to intensity all the time.
Where there's, like, three people and one of the other studios happens to be, what do you call it?
Candy apples.
And so they just put them both there. Like, have her go compete against the Larkins. I'm sure she will not be winning. It's just a reality.
But there's also history. There's a story that goes with that. When you watch American Idol, when you watch The Voice, and So You Think You Can Dance, they keep people with stories because it keeps you inclined to watching, in addition to the talent that they have.
So that's why they decided to give us the wedding and Nia's pain disorder this week.
I mean, they have to.
And Mackenzie's
because
foot.
If they didn't do that, if they didn't bring
and
in those
Broadway
other,
baby.
If they didn't bring in those other elements Nabby's to make mom. It more human, the show would be a total bore because, let's keep it real, the girls
like
dancing.
Tonight,
I was going to say, like, the reunion.
The girls dancing is not that riveting. I did not cry or you know, see Emmy in any of the routines that were on this show.
It is. It can be riveting, though, because in previous seasons we have had, I think, you use this word all the time, and I'm adopting it, but this season there was so much lackluster.
Lackluster.
Just, .com. We have had experiences where even last season I remember saying, oh my gosh, that routine gave me chills. Oh my gosh, I was so proud of so-and-so. She improved immensely.
Right.
Oh my goodness, that made me smile. That made me so happy. I could feel her movement. You could tell she was in her element.
Yes, that reach. That reach.
And I just wasn't feeling that this season. And I don't know if it's because they're tired, they're touring, you know, or are they getting a little too cocky and they're a little, what's going on?
I mean, they're following Brooke's lead. They're over it.
I personally wasn't mad at Kathy.
Me neither.
Because I feel like she's the only one who actually really, like, ruffled Abby's feathers.
Like, yeah, but she takes it over the thunder comment.
No, you know what? I told you, Kathy was always funny until last week when I thought she was just plain disrespectful and nasty. Two weeks ago, to a child. Like, let's put it all in perspective.
Granted, Abby did that today, and well,
and
in general,
B,
does all the time,
I thought Abby pushed the line tonight. You don't talk about someone's mama
as she's in the audience,
especially when they got
her daughter.
Like, what, 70 years old? Like,
or
she's like
older.
She's a grown adult. Like. You don't talk about someone's mom. Like, I wish one of them I could really, like, champion for, but I can't really campaign
again,
for either of them when they're both so disrespect. Like, I'm Italian. You don't disrespect people like that. Like, you don't talk about someone's mama when they're sitting there. Or
well,
their child.
When I saw that, I just figured there is some history back there that we don't know about. So, because for anyone to talk about anybody's mama and be like, she's nothing to me, just like you are. There's some history.
There's something there. I thought the same thing,
There's
too.
Some history there.
What do you think the history is?
We'll find out. But see, again,
we'll find out
the relevancy
next season on Dance
of Kat, and back to the question of does Kathy still have a place on this show? Yes, she does. Because
not in that tap dancing
Let
costume.
Us know if you are on YouTube tomorrow, if you're in the chat room right now, or if you're on
That's,
iTunes,
that outfit
if
was
you
terrible,
think.
Kathy.
Kathy should be back.
I mean, think she does.
Granted, don't get me wrong, obviously, they've already started filming again. Yes, we know that she is going to. But just out of curiosity, from a fan's perspective who's been watching for a long time, are you getting tired of Kathy? Do you want to see new dancers? Do you want to see new people? What is keeping you watching every single week besides our after show?
You'll see new dancers from the Candy Apples. They're having auditions.
No, we know that there are. We know that Hadley's
I'd like to
gonna,
see some new
Hadley will be there.
Or teachers.
Zach will be there. Kaya Nakaya will be there. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Chris and Gerald will be there.
I mean, that would be
Anthony
great.
Burrell will be back.
Are you trying?
See
the
what
folks
they
are to vie for jobs on this
what
show?
They have
what
to
are you?
Do?
The girls. The thing
I'm
is,
just
though,
being me.
Is that these girls are being thrown into professional situations when they're clearly not necessarily at that maturity level, and that's why they talked about crybabies tonight. You know, who's the biggest crybaby?
Do they really have to go through all that and, like, worried about this one crying in
Some
the bathroom?
People are sensitive.
Yeah, I feel like that was irrelevant.
It was very irrelevant.
In addition to everything else.
It was super irrelevant. I just didn't understand.
But that's why, do you see why, hey, Steven.
Oh.
Hey. Oh, you're not on camera?
Yeah, you are, but it's okay.
I know. Sorry, where I had you to get my mic fixed. I know there. Where you were grabbing there for a second. From this perspective,
I was like, "Whoa, like, all right. Watch the hand."
What they're doing with this show is they're trying to create. It's like, okay, Days of Our Lives. Sorry,
I love Days of Our Lives. Me too.
How they have this all these characters that for years have come back and their stories intermingle. They're trying to create a Dance Moms universe where they have the enemies, the protagonists, the antagonists, and they have all these different filler characters that come in and out to keep the story buoyant, because if they didn't have anything that was of that nature on the show, what would we be watching every week? Just Abby talking to the girls' choreography and going to competition. That would be that would be it. Right. And would that be entertaining for you to watch, Blee?
Absolutely not.
No.
That's why I feel like she's relevant on the show.
Exactly.
Because she's the only one that ruffles her feathers.
Right.
The other moms, they're basically there, and she's like the owner. So she feels like she can tell them anything she wants.
Right.
She can say anything to them. And Kathy is her rival. So she doesn't care what she has to say.
Right.
But the difference is that the dance moms pay Abby to critique the kids.
And as Kelly said, I pay her.
Yeah. But they don't
pay. If it wasn't
pay
for Abby, they wouldn't all be getting those fat checks either every week.
Well, no, I know. But what I'm saying is that, for example, when Kathy starts talking about the kids... And, I mean, in that sense, Abby does sometimes talk a little smack on Kathy's kids, but I haven't heard that much of it this season other than her saying that about Vivi tonight, which is inappropriate because her daughter, and she doesn't even dance. and I'm sure you Kathy hates herself every day because of it.
Well, oh, that Vivi has issues?
Oh, I didn't say that.
She doesn't have issues.
No, what did I miss? Were you here?
You, like, just checked out for 2 seconds?
Anyway.
That because she doesn't dance.
I love that. I was like, what did I miss? Sorry.
Oh,
I love
Kathy.
That you popped back in.
Kathy
like,
and her tap dancing
outfit?
Costume. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just, you know.
It wasn't good.
Well, let's talk about them real quick. Let's do a worst dress and best dress of the evening then. I thought Christy by far was amazing. And whoever allowed Melissa, Kelly, and Jill to wear those 3 Skittle colors, you should be dragged out on the street and like just done.
Now wait a minute,
it was
now,
not cute.
I know that Christy is the bomb.com. Yes, people still say that, but Holly Holly was kind of
person. Holly, I think, was my favorite too.
Holly looked good.
Holly looked beautiful.
Yeah. I liked Christy's. I think in general she was the best dressed, and I mean technically
Christasia,
you can never
or Christy C.
Christasia.
Okay.
Technically, you can never be overdressed or overeducated. It's one of my favorite quotes, Oscar Wilde. But I thought her dress wasn't necessarily occasion appropriate, but she still looked amazing.
Who?
In her
Christasia?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her hair was awesome. Her makeup was amazing, and her body is the best.
Yeah.
But I thought Holly looked really sophisticated.
I thought
Holly
really good. Jackie was really beautiful.
Christy with the C.
I liked Jackie except for the hair.
Holly would get most improved.
The yellow blonde with the brown and the. I hate a lot of the moms do this, and I feel like a lot of girls do this. The crunchy looking curls, where like you can very much tell, like you used a curling iron and you didn't brush it out. Way too much hairspray. Calm it down.
I really wish they would do something with Jill's hair. It's something about her hair.
It's just burned
that
out.
Bothers me.
I don't know
if it's
thin. It's fried.
She looks like T-Boss.
I don't know.
It's thin.
I don't know if she needs like a different cut. I don't know if she needs to put like a weave in or something.
It's fried.
She
so
needs, she needs something.
It's fried.
She needs something.
Yeah.
She gives me like one of those type of people that like combs it and does all this stuff, and then she does this to like finish it off, like that last little push. We all know what that is.
But I did like the green on her. I did like her green dress.
The green with the red hair does pop.
I like
it.
That.
Did pop.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry.
What did I miss?
I'm trying to
act like a professional.
No, I'm saying, sorry. You know, when I said that Jill brush and then gave that last little to make sure that everything's in place. We all do that in some form or fashion.
Yes? Are you okay? Jason's crying now.
Again.
But overall, I thought the moms looked wonderful. I thought Abby even looked good, too.
I thought Christy was
beautiful.
I wish Abby would wear something different than, like...
A muumuu.
It wasn't a muumuu. But, like, pants, a top, and, like,
that... She had a sparkly shirt and a big sweater and, like, some leggings.
But she always has that look. I want to see her in something different.
She's dressing to her size, you know?
No, but listen,
what is she going to wear?
Lane Bryant makes some cute stuff.
Yeah, but you can't wear jeans, like...
I'm not saying jeans, but...
What do you want? want her to
you
wear?
You know, listen, she is a ball gown? She is of Hollywood. I'm not saying a ball gown. She's of Hollywood elite.
A freaking dress.
Somebody can
I'm
get
sorry,
her
did
something.
You just call Abby of Hollywood elite?
Sure, why not?
Really?
She's didn't she go to the Oscars this year? I guess technically.
Yeah, listen, whether you are A-list, true. B-list, Z-list, you getting in there somehow. Somebody's doing something for you.
I thought Chrissy with the C looked really good. I think she's
probably
one of the
most color.
Red, she looked well.
She looked really well. I mean, they all honestly, they all look
good.
Great. They look great. Of course, they're gonna look great. I agree with you about the too much hairspray and Jackie's curls. I was thinking the same thing too.
Yeah.
But Abby, here, you know, with as big as the show is getting, it's. Abby needs to step it up too. Like it's just you know.
She had a sequin shirt.
I agree.
Didn't she have a sequin shirt?
She just. I feel like she's someone who just sticks to her guns. Like she probably knows she needs to step it up, but she's been doing the same thing for so long, and people sort of associate her with something.
It's working out just fine for her.
Fine. She never wears color either.
She doesn't.
Occasionally,
she
wears
really good in color.
Occasionally.
White. Occasionally.
White's a color.
She, you know, she's cute. I love when Abby wears like the tracksuits and like the cute jewelry, and she looks more feminine. She looks more, her energy to me seems very brooding. So I want to see her lighten up and be a little bit more light, like a little bit
ready
more.
For love.
You know, when I met Abby a couple weeks ago, so pleasant, so nice.
She's very nice.
Light, different energy. Was just really, like, super cute. I was like, is this the same Abby I'm seeing on Dance Moms? Just very open and warm.
Did you tell her to watch our show?
That's because
she's like your homegirl.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a jacket, a nice pantsuit. You know, she looked very professional. It was black. But, I mean, she looked great.
No, it was great.
Was it for the RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, it was for the RPDR.
Because she's happy when she's around drag queens. She loves a good drag queen.
Were you like, Abby, can you show us your drag queen?
No, but I've seen Abby outside of Drag Race. And she's like that. She's very nice. She's funny.
Do you think she wears the dark colors because she's supposed to be mean and she's supposed to be like? So
I thought you were going to say you think she wears dark colors to be slimming.
Well, yeah, it's slimming. Like, let's just be honest.
You did.
She dresses well. Everyone has to dress for their own body. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's got.
Why are you so live tonight?
Is it wrong that I'm live?
Like, I mean, you are getting hype just about. Everything.
Chris, you have a point.
Well, no, we're just trying to be like, why is she wearing black? Why is she wearing black? Is it to be mean? I'm like, I just think she's smart.
No, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you have that certain shirt, those certain colors where you like, okay, I look good in this. I think that's Abby, but Abby's more of the darker colors.
Abby's more of a feel good in this.
Yeah. She goes for comfort rather than fashion.
Well,
okay.
I thought Abby looked beautiful tonight.
Yet she gave Holly a makeover.
I don't remember sequins.
I really thought she had sequins on.
She had a Kids Incorporated kind of sequins shirt.
It was a tad of sequins.
A couple. I know we've been hopping around a lot tonight. Clearly, yeah,
just like they do. Very similar to the reunion.
Yeah, so that's our format for tonight.
Would anyone
like
to perform now?
A couple of random
on the table.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes. 5, 6, 7, 8. Reach. Okay, a couple of random questions. What do we think is in Kelly's coffee cup?
Vodka.
No, she had it.
Or skinny
vodka.
Girl
a shot of hypnotic.
Oh.
a skinny girl margarita.
All right.
White Sippendale.
She was like.
Wine spritzer.
Yeah.
Some Pinot.
Some Sauvignon Blanc.
Some Pinot Grigio.
Also, do we think that Chloe would ever go to Candy Apples?
No. As much as Christy hates Abby, she doesn't hate her that much to then have to deal with Kathy.
Would she ever leave?
No.
Maybe when the show's not on anymore.
Well, like Christy said, they're a team, you know. And I think outside of the frustrations and everything like that, like they've built some sort of dysfunctional family.
A team or a team plus Maddie?
Ooh.
It's a team.
It's a team.
No, I think it's a team. It's a family, you know? Like, even when you're with, like, a tour cast or a show cast, you're not always going to get along with everyone. But at the end of the day, you have so many experiences with these people that no matter what, you have some kind of connection.
Thick as thieves.
Yeah.
True.
Thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves.
Well, let's see. What else?
Oh, what about...
Kelly versus Kathy? Well, we kind of already talked about that last week.
I mean, not trying to steal her thunder, because Abby, you are a very large woman.
That's not the reason why she said thunder.
It was like, really, Kathy, that was kind of a low blow.
Or what about Abby being excited that Sophia's like a mini Abby?
Oh, yeah. So we think she's a mini Abby?
I can't imagine Sophia being
mean. I'm so mad that we never got to hear her voice once in this entire episode.
She was dancing.
She has the highest voice. If you didn't see the episode that she was on, it's crazy. You need to look up her talking.
Speaking of Sophia, I like that they touched on, because all throughout the season we kept wondering, what happened to Sophia? And we kept saying, like, oh, she got booked on the job and she's over it. Right. But I like that her mom was like, she doesn't want her child to be around that negativity.
I really like that she said that too.
I do too.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, we're not about that. She ain't about that life.
You could tell that Christy and Jackie were either very prepared or perhaps trained in the way that they conducted themselves, or they're just, I don't know, I think more articulate than other moms in some ways, besides Holly. But Holly always, you know, keeps it together.
Holly has a PhD.
Well, I've been saying that for the longest time, that the issue on the show is not Abby. It's the moms. And really, yeah. And you know, if we really want to be honest about it, I think that the way what is being shown, we choose to watch what we watch on television because, of course, it's entertaining. Like, who doesn't want to see people going at it, being ghetto, whatever? Excuse my term ghetto, I apologize. But ultimately, at the end of the day, and real talk, it's a disgrace what we're seeing on TV. Like, the parenting skills and the situation these kids are put in and all the bullying that goes on, they're perpetuating so many wrong things in our society and within an hour on this show. And it's centered around such an amazing art form of dance. Like, dance is supposed to be freeing and happy and inspirational.
Expressive. Right.
An outlet.
And granted, it's not all butterflies and rainbows.
Right.
But
at the end of the day, that's why we're all there.
Right. And, right. What we're watching
and
is
the
like,
parents bring such a negative and even a negative like connotation to the dance world.
Yeah.
And to the competition world. I mean, just not right.
And that's why, and it's
but it wasn't always that, like, it's gotten progressively different.
Yeah, and it's because the powers that be in reality want ratings, and ratings generates money, and at the end of the day, it's about coins, you know, get them coins.
It's business.
It's a business. It's a business transaction.
They have to create something that generates business.
And it's sad that when we do have moments of warmth and connection, we're with Chloe and Christy, their relationship, we were so like, oh my God, it's so nice to see that. We should see that more often. And it's
but you need that moment to have a break from the usual drama.
Yeah.
Right. It makes you go, oh, ooh,
and maybe
just
it's
that
happening
what?
Way more than we know or than we see. Like, they're not showing it, but maybe it's happening all the time.
Of course.
And even when we saw, who did we see backstage? Like, Maddie and Asia. They were, like, super cute with each other backstage.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
kids are going to be that way.
3 weeks ago.
That's why.
Well, hopefully they stay that way.
Well, that's why they don't show the kids.
Maybe the moms sit them down, like, hey, we're on this show, and the only reason we're going to get brought back is if we cause drama or if we're mean to, you know, whoever's mom.
That's too much. That's too much discussion.
Come on.
I think that's why they don't show the kids, because I think the kids are friends and they hang out and they have fun and everything like that. They don't bicker and argue or walk in the studio like, I don't know what that was, but I bet they, but you know.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I feel like the kids are actually, they get along. I feel like they enjoy being around each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the parents, they bring the drama.
That's the drama.
Yeah.
Hence, dance mom.
Well, let's.
Living on the dance floor.
Let us combine a little news and gossip with predictions, but I don't.
TV news.
Any news and gossip?
And other news, it was hot as hell today in Los Angeles with a record.
That was yesterday.
It was hot today too. I was sweating all of
the time. Okay, guys, let's come on. Let's wrap it up.
I don't have any news. Sorry.
Okay, well, I did talk to Christy Ray, who did say that she wants to come into After Buzz next season. They did get cleared for approval, so they definitely want to join us. Asia was booked for something today. Sophia Lucia was actually on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Congratulations to y'all.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll be back, or some of us will be back to do the after shows for Dance Moms, which will start in June.
Like some of us. Not to get that
like,
note.
Well, no. We're all very, you know, busy, talented.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I think I'm pretty sure we all know who's been busy this entire season.
Are you looking at me? I mean, thank God I've been busy.
I'm not, great job.
I'm not looking at
anyway,
you. I saw the RuPaul and was talking about you, but not looking at you.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's. We all do love each other.
I have an announcement to make. I will not be returning to Dance Moms for the summer season, unfortunately. I will be booked on a job, so.
All right.
I mean, just kidding, I'll be back.
Was that a bang?
No.
There's a difference. Like, whole hand is hair, one finger is a bang.
Braids is two hands.
Yes, please, poetic justice. If you're listening on iTunes, please tune into YouTube to watch today's episode, because...
Jason's
it was
crazy.
Pretty ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Bliss, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you, Bliss.
And it's still not over. Bliss, tell our fans where they can find you.
I have a Twitter. This is Bliss. This is _Bliss. And Facebook, Bliss Ezell. E-Z-E-L-L. B-L-Y-S-S.
Hey, there you
go. Gotta get that spelling in.
Right. Okay.
CRISCANGERO. Chris Cangero, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Add me, follow me. I'll try to keep it interesting. I mean, I always do, but.
And of course, you can find me, this Lounging one. With Tony, on all platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Hey,
I don't want to talk to any of you online, so don't look for me, okay? Just kidding. No. You can find me on Twitter at JJCForever, also on Instagram at TheJasonJCarter, and on Facebook, Jason J. Carter, and the Jason J. Carter fan page. Been a pleasure talking to you guys all season. Giselle, you're such a beauty queen.
Oh.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
I know, it's been a crazy day. Anyway, you can find me on social media at Giselle Ugarte, GISELLEUGARTE. Thank you so much for joining us this season, which really isn't even technically over.
Thanks, Stephen, for today.
We'll see you soon, Stephen. Thank you so much to our super fans. Rishka, good luck with finals.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.